There is indeed. Hold on.
This just in from the Dubious Intent newsroom. There will be no show next week.
If you get really bored, you could maybe go listen to Vera Speaks, but only if you're really bored.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But, yeah, no, so there's no show next week because I will be going to Charleston to meet up with Big Fatty and Wes Stone and possibly some other people.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you get really bored, you could maybe go listen to Vera Speaks, but only if you're really bored.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 343 of the BFO for Thursday, the 28th of May, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has forgotten about a gentleman caller, and I will bring you that the gory details of that. Plus, it's Nessa's birthday, and Big Fatty's got some splaining to do about yesterday's opening. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. And I can assure you, Big Fatty is looking forward to tomorrow when Miss Wes arrives here in the Upchuck. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's show was that Daniel Beaver from the Dubious Intentions. And y'all, he gave Big Fatty a verbal spanking on Wednesday, on Hump Day, because there was an error, y'all, in the opening of Big Fatty's show. And I admit it, there was an error. The garage band bit Big Fatty in the ass. So, y'all, this is what you should have heard yesterday.
I'm looking forward to the barbecue eating tour of the South.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
So. Oh, that's right. You are coming.
Yes.
But you're not coming to D.C., though.
I think it's just going to be too much time to drive down from D.C. to all the other states and wind up in Florida for gay days.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Why would you want to go there?
to Orlando?
No, I love Orlando. Why would you want to go to gay days?
Well, you're not a fan, I see.
No, I went with Larry Cly in 2000, well, a long time ago. And let's just say I was like, I'm ready to go home. Like, yeah.
I don't really care about the rest of the gays, but there's going to be a big podcasting hootenanny out there that I want to go to. That's really why I'd rather go. I don't care about the rest
you
of
just,
the people.
You just want to go to you just want to go to Miss Star Jones, Heidi Fleiss, Cum Dumpster, whatever her name is, naked pool party.
Don't get in the water. I hear it's a cock soup or whatever. What was it? Is that what it was?
I love that.
I love that, yeah.
Well, you know.
I don't want to be trash no more. Yeah.
I understood, too, every once in a while there's a tidal wave, so.
Oh. I heard
that. That was in the hot tub, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Now, y'all, when you do some edgeting.
It's not just
edgeting,
ruin.
You know, edgeting.
It's me.
Okay. When you do editing, sometimes GarageBand will bite you in the butt because you have to kind of unclick if you're splitting tracks and just click on the one track you want to make smaller, because if you leave both pieces of what you've split together and move it to make it smaller, it makes both of them smaller. And that's what happened to Big Fatty's opening on Wednesday. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I was thinking about the IML weekend again. And, y'all, there was another gentleman caller. Y'all, it seems like the only ones that were interested in Big Fatty were the young ones. And so this one young one, just a hot little jock thing, he came by to visit Big Fatty. And he's one of these people that is always texting. Always texting. Excuse me. And y'all, the trip is beginning to catch up with Big Fatty. However, speaking of that, y'all, I think I'm going to fix me some bacon and pancakes for supper. That sounds delicious. Y'all, do you have the breakfast for supper? I know you do. But anyway, this young thing, hot body, comes by and we're getting naked in the bed, you know, between texting. And then all of a sudden, Big Fatty is up on top of him. And I know you're hoping that the news is going to break in on this. But anyway, and I'm looking down at this hot, cute thing, and he goes, Big Fatty, how old are you? I said, 52. I said, how old are you? He goes, 26. And I said, good. He goes, you betcha it's good. I went, oh, well. Brown chicken, brown cow. Brown chicken, brown cow. So anyway, that was that. So that brings to a close the gentleman caller update, I think, unless I think of something else. But I think that's it for right now. Now, y'all, I have received, the trip really is catching up with Big Fatty. I have received quite a few e-letters from different folks. Miss Lauren has sent me all kinds of things. Y'all, her mama saw pictures of her and Big Fatty. And let me see if I can find this. Anyway, she sent pictures, or her mama saw pictures of her and Big Fatty on the iFace. And y'all, her mama, our Big Fatty's a cutie pie, or something like that. I wish I could find it. But, you know, Miss Lauren, Big Fatty gets confused, and I really don't know where I've put that e-letter. Let's see if it's this one right here. Here are a couple of other pics. All right, I don't know where it is, but... And, was real happy about that. The turnip head has written to me to ask me if I have survived the horror, and I have not responded to him because, you know, I do that telephonically with him. And I've mentioned that Tom and Terry from the Chicago's are coming down for the gay days, as is... that Stevie B, and y'all, he is coming in on Friday, and y'all, he is staying at Tom and Terry and Stevie B are all staying at some high-class properties on the Disney property, and I'm not going to tell you which ones are staying where, but some of them are staying at the Saratoga Springs. Y'all, it's nice. Well, actually, I guess it's nice. I've never been admitted through the gate. You know, they keep high security there to keep people like Big Fatty out. And other people are staying at the Boardwalk Villas, which, you know, I've seen the Boardwalk Villas because I took a tour. You know, they give you a little tour and they give you an ice cream cone at the end of it. So, you know, how bad is that? That, you know, you get the complimentary ice cream cone. Now, y'all, this may indeed be breaking news. This is the Fat Game Newsroom. Rob Nelson, Lindley Mabou, has written to Big Fatty saying he's sorry he missed him in the Chicago's. Now, y'all, this e-letter has just come in from the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, and I'd just like to read this to you. It says, hey, Big Fatty, I'm so sad I missed you this weekend. I'm so glad that folks took pictures so I could feel like I was there. Can't wait to hear about your trip. I'll have to subscribe to you again, I guess. But he's not kidding. And it says, talk to you soon, your royal fatness, Rob. So that was pretty nice. And y'all, he is responding to an e-letter that I had sent out to several podcasters that have not signed up for the Pride 48 weekend hootenanny coming up at the end of June, the 26th to the 28th of June, and reminded them that, and y'all, again, this is breaking news. This is in the Bat Cave Newsroom. Deadline for signing up for Pride 48 is this Sunday, the 31st of May. Yes, that's right, y'all. If you are a gay podcaster or a GLBT supportive podcaster and want to be a part of the Pride 48, you can go over to the BFO. And I'm doing this even as we speak. I'm going over to the oh, y'all, I'm looking at the BFO now, and it appears that the Big Balls returned on Wednesday night. I hope you watched it because, you know, that's what Big Friday told you to watch it. I hope you did it because there may be a quiz. And, y'all, if you go over there under the Fat Favorites, go to Pride 48, you will see the list of podcasters that that have already signed up, but there's still room for more. There's still room for more, but you got to sign up by this Sunday, the 31st, to be a part of that. And evidently, it is beginning to drive the Daniel Beaver cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And y'all, I spoke to QCast Michael, and he has been very, very, very busy with some sort of theater fringe. I'm writing something down. That's why I'm unable to concentrate at the moment. Anyway, that is coming to an end, and he is like, "Big Friday, I cannot believe that the Gay Days is here." And y'all, there is a website which will be up for the Gay Days, and let me see if I can find it. It is the GD blog, is what I'm calling it. And if you want the address, get out your pencils. That's right. I'll give you a second to go get them. Y'all, the address is for the Podcastapalooza for Gay Days at Disney, June 4th through the 7th, 2009, is podcastgaydays.blogspot.com. That's one word, podcastgaydays.blogspot.com. And y'all, there is a non-official Gay Days itinerarium over there. And there'll be some pictures and all posted as it goes along. And y'all, there's some sort of fairy princesses or something like that. But it looks like if you're going to be there on Thursday, that is Animal Kingdom Day. Friday is the Hollywood Studios, formerly MGM. Saturday is going to be, of course, the Magic Kingdom Day. And y'all, we will start off. For those who will be joining us, we will be starting off at 10 a.m. Y'all, you can't get there too early because, you know, there's got to be time for hair and makeup. And we will start off at the Carousel of Progress because we always start, it's a tradition now. We've done it once, so it's a tradition. We always start at the Carousel of Progress and we ride that and we all sing the song. Oh, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Or something like that. And then in the afternoon on Saturday, we may be going over to Epcot, to do some drinking around the world. And then there's no plan for Sunday for right now. So, anyway, and y'all, there are other things posted over there. That English John, he is evidently going to be coming to this. And he has got a Gay Days checklist over there. He says, eat Mickey ice, eat. Yeah, it's just written in English. it says, eat Mickey ears ice cream, ride Space Mountain. Oh, y'all, talk about Space Mountain. Y'all, there are only two attractions that are going to be closed in the Magic Kingdom during the gay day, Space Mountain and the Hall of Presidents, because, you know, they've got to put that Osama in there. And anyway, then he has have sex with Fairy Princess Holly. Oh, talk about Fairy Princess Holly. Well, y'all, the latest word I have, and this may change, because, you know, who knows? Who knows what the Fairy Princess may do? She ain't coming. So, John, you're one for three so far. And, you know, they'll probably be out of ice cream bars. Eat snack food. Lots of snack food makes the day a better one. Now, Big Fatty cannot agree with you more. Avoid handling Big Fatty's balls. Well, avoid. Speaking of avoiding handling Big Fatty's balls, well, that's going to be a little difficult, John, because you'll be getting teabagged. And number six on the list is enjoy cocktails. Y'all don't know how to tell you this, but the Magic Kingdom does not serve the cocktails. So, John, unless you are bringing a flask, there will be no cocktails in the Magic Kingdom. And then, y'all, he says on here, ride the Haunted Mansion. Finger bang, please. Not a problem. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that, English John, to do a little finger banging with you. And that may be where you will be unable to avoid handling Big Fatty's balls. And then there's some sort of thievery, stealing Taylor's cell phone. Anyway, and y'all, there are pictures from last year from the Hootenanny also over there. But anyway, that's going to be your place to go to get all the pictures about the Podcastapalooza, and that starts next week, y'all. It is upon us. It is definitely upon us, and y'all, you need to be checking that out. Checking it out. Now, don't forget, if you're going to be there Friday night, there's going to be the big dinner at the BOMA, and I know that Stevie B and his other half are coming to that, and lots of podcasters. Miss West will be there, but there's another group of podcasters that are going to go see the Wanda Sykes on Friday night, so they will not be at the dinner. However, there is going to be some sort of rendezvous over at the boardwalk after the dinner and after the Wanda Sykes, and y'all, that's where Stevie B is staying. He is staying right there at the boardwalk, and Stevie B is going to be at the dinner. So maybe there'll be tours. Maybe there'll be a tour and a complimentary ice cream bar or something in Stevie B's room after the dinner or something like that. I don't know, y'all. I got an e-letter today also from the straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, over there in the Australias, and he was telling me about this. Oh dear Gussie. He was telling me about a radio station in Melbourne. It's called the Local Joy FM station there, and it has two funny guys on there that refer to themselves as rainbows, which is obvious. Whenever something is done by the straights, they call us the beige. Now, y'all, I have never heard of. I mean, obviously, I've heard of the gays being called the rainbows or references to rainbows and all, but I've never heard of the straight people being called beige. But y'all, I love that. I think that we need to start using the beige. So, you can go from beige to rainbow, and y'all, I can assure you, it's exciting, John.
If you get really bored, you could maybe go listen to Vera Speaks, but only if you're really bored.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! We'll be right back. been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.